It had been a long day, and I was thoroughly spent. So I asked the Lord if I could please go back to heaven and see more of Brother Mike's home. After a few minutes, I was walking down Heart Dwellers Lane in heaven. It was a beautiful day, and the bright light from God's glory made everything sparkle and shine, especially the streets of gold and the somewhat translucent mansions. I heard a voice say, "Go left, and when you see a rise in the land, stop at the first building you come across." I was intrigued, to say the least. So I headed in that direction, and when I came to the building on the rise, I saw Brother Mike. I was so happy to see him. He said, "Hey, sis, good to see you. Come on in." And he greeted me with a big bear hug. We were standing in a humongous, state-of-the-art, high-tech garage with the most incredible high-performance sports cars I have ever seen. Mike's garage had hydraulic lifts in it, and he could move up and down or side to side one or several cars at the same time. He sat down at what looked like the helm of the Starship Enterprise and reminded me of Mr. Sulu on Star Trek, the way he was pressing and moving around all the colorful buttons, knobs, and hand grips. He certainly knew what he was doing. I asked Mike which car he liked driving the best. He said, "It's really hard to choose because sometimes I just think about racing a certain car and boom, it shows up in my garage." Just then I spied a stunning pearlescent white Lotus Esprit, and reading my thoughts, Mike said, "That's one of my favorites too." I looked around and said, "What's up with the antique Bentley in the corner?" It was black, with red velvet interior, and had beveled etched glass between the front and back seats, with a small glass vase to hold a red rose back in the day. Mike grinned at me and said, "Oh, that old thing? That's my dad's." We both started cracking up. It was so funny the way he said it. Then Mike said, "Beth, I got a pretty big racetrack. Want to take a car out for a spin?" It sounded fun. The track was so vast and went over rolling hills, over lakes, under waterfalls, through the desert, and even into space. I jumped into a royal blue sports car, and Mike's was crimson red. We hit the pedal, and off we went flying over the track. At one point, our cars went into clear glass tubes underwater, and we drove past large stingrays, sharks, whales, dolphins, you name it, it was there. I felt such euphoria and exhilaration, I didn't want it to end. Then we finally came to a stop, got out, and Mike said, "I want to show you something." We walked to his house, more like a mansion, and upon entering, I saw a gorgeous home. It was modern, but with warm touches, and very tastefully furnished, organized, and also, like the garage, had all the latest and greatest bells and whistles. His great room had a living wall in it with incredible plants and water features. It was beyond amazing to see. I looked down at the floor, and we were walking on top of glass. Underneath the glass was a saltwater aquarium with sea creatures I had never seen before. Brother Mike was calling them by name, and one large crab he called Sykes, because it was missing one of its pinchers. We started laughing, because in the movie, The Fugitive, starring Harrison Ford, there was a character with only one arm, and his name was Sykes. We went down a spacious hallway, more like a corridor, and Mike opened a door, and inside was his game room. My eyes could hardly take in what I was seeing. There was full-court basketball, a few lanes of bowling, billiards, air hockey, foosball, pinball machines, arcade games, and on. Mike said while pushing a button on the wall, "Thirsty?" Without responding to his question, out popped the best-looking strawberry watermelon lemonade I had ever seen. I started to take a drink, enjoying immensely the delicious flavor, and just then came out of the heavenly experience. Bummer. I want to go back. Heart dwellers, I hope you all are enjoying these trips to heaven. They are so uplifting and encouraging and give us all great hope in an eternal paradise with our Lord God.